This is Twit.
This malware discovered last week by a tech, security company, Red Canary. They called it, by the way, Silver Sparrow. So maybe they have a thing about birds. I don't know. But Red Canary discovered that there was a strange malware. First of all, we love it that it's one of the programs optimized for the M1. So yeah. So there's. On the bright
side.
That
was a hilarious part to me. There was so much terrible reporting because, like, one of the big newspapers, trade papers, actually said, I'm going to throw my M1 in the trash now. What's even the point? Like, Apple spent WWDC and the November event telling you how easy it was to port code from Intel to M1. And that's all anybody can do is just code.
And Red Sparrow doesn't say whether it's a fat binary, but I would guess it's universal, right? I don't know.
They use the dev tools.
They use Xcode. It's odd because it doesn't do anything. It has been found, according to Red Sparrow, on 30,000 Macs worldwide. How is that? Is that because Red Sparrow, must be offering some sort of antivirus or something?
They're working with Malwarebytes, so Malwarebytes gave them that data. That at least, so that's the only confirmed sighting. So there could be way more than that.
Yeah, So that would have to be Mac users who put Malwarebytes on their system, and then the Malwarebytes discovered 29,139 Mac OS endpoints across 153 countries, mostly U.S., U.K., Canada, France, and Germany. But what's weird, it has no malicious payload. It doesn't do anything. It just it installs itself. It does set up a command and control server. One of the commands, apparently, that it's capable of is erase yourself now. So there's some speculation. Maybe it's just a proof of concept.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't have it. I checked right away, and it was not on my system. Yeah. So I don't know how it was spreading.
So far, I'm quoting Ars Technica, so far researchers haven't seen either binary do much of anything, prompting the researchers to refer to them as bystander binaries. The x86 code...
It's the crowd. They're like, we're going to do something really bad, but we want a lot of computers to watch.
They're and cheer. Loitering.
Yeah. They want to
stand back and them all cheer. Stand by. When executed, the x86-64 binary displays the words, hello world, while the M1 binary says, you did it.
It's just a test, Leo. Everyone's got to run tests. Everyone's got a beta.
Apple has responded by revoking the developer certificate for both files, which means you'd have to go through hoops. You could install it
system,
still, right?
But
you
could, as intended.
Yeah.
Yeah, the system working as Xprotect is looking for it, and also they revoked the certificate, which is exactly what's supposed to happen, which is why I found the reporting so amusing. Like, it's a curiosity. It deserves some attention, deserves information, but the reporting was so curious.
It, according to Red Canary, resembles previously seen Mac OS adware. So
ported. It's literally ported.
It's ported over. And since there is a command and control server, it could be, you could have it sitting on your system and then it could be activated. Patrick Wardle says the most notable thing was that it was found on almost 30,000 Mac endpoints, and these are only the endpoints Malwarebytes could see, so the number's probably way higher. That's pretty widespread.
I'm curious about how.
Renee?
I just how it got there. I don't want to cut Andy off, but just how it got on so many machines is curious to me.
No, I was going to say the same thing. Of the if this story broke on the blog post hit on Friday, most of the so it gave everybody basically a weekend to start scrambling about this, and we still don't know much more than what was in the original blog post. So we don't know what the purpose was. We don't know what the vector of transmission was. It does look like your classic. Let's create this botnet or let's create this network of infected machines that we could then essentially rent as a cloud computing sort of core for whatever malicious things that people want to do. But the thing is that usually when these things are created, they're created stealthily enough that they're not detected before they actually do anything. To say nothing of the fact of why are they so interested in Macs to begin with for this sort of thing. It's always smart to remind ourselves that Macs are absolutely not virus-proof. They're not malware-proof. However, given that most of the people that are writing this stuff, they're writing it for profit so that they can create, again, a network so they can do things anonymously or create this amazing laser cannon weapon to attack the website or the service of someone's choice. It just seems weird that they would choose to rope Max in on there. Although I will say that this is a testimony. Apple has reason to be proud. This is how easy it is to create code for the M1 processor. It's
yep.
exactly that simple. But oh well.
There is a clue here. Dan Gooden writing in Ars Technica. Once installed, Silver Sparrow searches for the URL that the installer package was downloaded from. He says most likely so the malware operators will know which distribution channels are most successful. The URL check, though, suggests that malicious search results may be at least one distribution channel. So you do a search for an app, and then the installer poses as that app. This is one of the reasons I don't recommend Malwarebytes, because the real Malwarebytes works, but people type in Malwarebytes, and the search results may well include a rogue Malwarebytes that is the malware. So it's the exact opposite of the intended function. An Apple spokesperson provided a comment on the condition they not be named and the comment not be quoted. So that's all I can say. No, there's the statement said that after finding the malware, Apple revoked the developer's certificate. Apple noted there's no evidence of a malicious payload being delivered. The most impressive thing about it is that there's two binaries, one for x86 and one for the M1.
That's not even impressive. It's like checkbox at
it's
this
easy.
Point.
It's easy.
You can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's I would guess you're right, Andy, that there is a payload. It just didn't get around to doing it. How did you look for it and remove it? Did you use a tool to do that?
I didn't remove it. I just looked. So what I do is every once in a while I'll download Malwarebytes and I'll just run it every month or every 2 or 3 months, because I don't like leaving it on the system because it uses far too many background resources for my liking.
Yeah.
And I use good behavior. So I just do it just to see. In this case, I didn't really need to run it, but I wanted to see if it detected anything. So I downloaded it, said there was nothing there. So then I promptly removed it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the best thing to do. There are also online scanners. I don't know how well they work, though.
And all Apple stuff is all Apple-y. It's all secret in a black box. I don't know what XProtect is protecting me from, or discovering, or blocking, and I don't know what Gatekeeper. I just don't have that feedback. So if I want to know something, I have to find
it. Is it safe to assume that because of the steps Apple's taken, that we don't have to, even if you had it, you wouldn't have to worry about it? Or no, you should still try to detect it and remove it?
It shouldn't be able to execute because both this and the other one, the developer certificates were revoked, so it shouldn't be runnable by the system.
It shouldn't even run. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you already got it, it couldn't run on boot, right? For that reason.
No. Yeah. It could no longer run because it's no longer signed. Okay. But if you want, out of an abundance of caution, you can always download something, run it, and then remove that thing.
Right.
Yeah, the rules about malware is that you never know if they've come up with something incredibly clever that will do an end run or anything else. So yeah, I'm absolutely with Renee. I don't run Malwarebytes as often as he does, but it is one of those things where once I hear about something, I will install it, check out my system, and then remove it again. It's not a bad piece of software. It's just that, like Renee said, a lot of background processes that I would much rather not have to deal with.
And to be safe, make sure you get it from malwarebytes.com.
Exactly.
And that's Malwarebytes. It's important you spell it right, because some of the rogue malicious versions probably spell it differently.
Well, I think it's always a good time to talk about, no matter whether you're on a Mac or a PC, you just have to be really careful about what you're clicking on. There's just a lot that's going out. One of the things that I'm probably more problematic about, related to my kids in school, and we'll get stuff from the school or teachers that just CC, all the parents, that are there rather than
CC. Oh, God. I don't blame teachers, because honestly, they've been thrown into this. No one's taught them how to do this. There was a very important Michael's a senior in high school, so it was a very important counseling thing for the kids. And three different invites from three different Zoom meetings were sent out. So Lisa and Michael joined the wrong one. So they were sitting there for an hour. Nothing happened. And then they said, oh, God, we're sorry. We sent out three invites. So they said, here's the new invite, but they had the wrong date. So And I don't blame them. They're not trained to do this.
That happened with my car.
No. And this has been for years, though. I mean, it's not been COVID that we get these from different teachers. And I know that they don't know what that situation is, but I'm that parent who always goes back. Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not angry.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, by the way, you really need, you know, those emails. You're just, you know, that's like, and it's been actually easier to talk to teachers about it now because I just relate it to a virus. It's like, yeah, you're just, when you send it out to everyone, it's like, you know,
yeah,
you know, giving teach everybody them to a use hug
BCC.
While you're sick.
You teach a man to use BCC and he can fish for a life.
I just found out that people don't know you don't have to reply all on Twitter. Like, we all get all these things where they're responding to 30 people. It's nothing to do with us, and it's like one word. And I put up a short note saying you can actually click one box, and it won't copy everybody. And most people didn't know that. And I feel like it's a service to Twitter if they make that more apparent.
I am so hesitant to say anything bad about teachers because, God, this has been a tough year for them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're very
grateful. It's not. It's mostly like I just always feel like I'm that parent.
Yeah.
But I'm that parent. I'm always like, I don't want to make it sound like I'm complaining. I know that things are hard. I just want you to not do that again.
Yeah. Educate.
Oh God, this meeting is public. Please. This meeting is public. Oh God.